All right, we're going to continue with our media availability here at Richmond Raceway. We've now been joined by the hometown favorite, Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Toyota. And Denny, an exciting night last night. You got to take home the victory in your charity race. Tell us a little bit about that, but then also tell us what it means to be able to come race close to home.
Yeah, last night was a great success. Obviously, such a great turnout. Able to put in temporary grandstands is always a good thing. Anytime you can fill up a racetrack like that, and obviously great competition amongst myself and Kyle and some of the other late model stars. So great battle all night, and had a fun night. Raised some good money for charity, and we're obviously can kind of continue to want to build that event to be a big one for those guys going forward.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions for Denny. I know we have many, so let's start with Claire, and then we'll start with you since the microphone's right there, and then we'll go to Claire.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Did you figure out what the issues were in first practice, and is it fair to say that you got them worked out for the second?
I don't think we got them worked out. I mean, I think that we have some issues for sure, and we're trying to work them out. Obviously it's super frustrating from my standpoint, and it is for them too. I mean, they don't want to have to completely rebuild a car while they're at a racetrack, but we're trying to figure it out. Honestly, we're trying to get between some teammates, and we can get there here with some of our teammates, but we can't on other things. And so I don't know. It could be a really good race for us. It could also be really bad. So I'm really not sure how it's all going to turn out. Qualifying, I'm not sure will be indicative of anything that we've got going on. But we'll see how it all pans out. We'll try to do everything we can to make the right decisions for tomorrow. We obviously didn't get a whole lot of track time today. So.
All right, Claire, go ahead.
Claire Beeline, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Tell us what the car felt like and when you started noticing this and how much you were able to do anything in practice related to trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I've noticed is that, several times this year we've gone back with what on paper they say is the same tire, but it reacts totally different on the race car. So I know that sometimes with Goodyear they can mix it in different plants and it be a completely different feel. I don't know if maybe that's the case or something, but it is certainly different this time around with the feel with the tire. And so we're struggling with that amongst handling issues as well. So we're just trying to make it go around the track in a timely fashion right now.
What did it feel like? How bad was it?
It was bad. I mean, I couldn't hold it in the groove without, sliding up the racetrack. So it was pretty major. We haven't had issues like that in years and years, for sure.
All right, next question.
Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. You and Kyle have a combined 7 wins here. So what do you think is kind of behind the success that Joe Gibbs Racing has had here?
Well, there's definitely been some, good success between us. And when we really started sharing a lot of data between each other, we finished 1-2 a lot. But that's been a few years ago. We've been more hit and miss for us. I think we won in 16 or so, and we've had it. We were competitive one race here last year, and the other one not so much. So it's really feast or famine for us here at this racetrack. We just typically, two guys that grew up on short tracks. This is a very much a short track and drives like it. So it's that's kind of where the success came from early for sure.
All right, go ahead.
Denny, Mark Davis from Channel 12 here in Richmond. Still looking for that first win of 2018. Obviously, it's still early, but I would imagine no better place to try and get that than here where you've had success and at home as well.
Yeah, and really, I was really optimistic coming here that we were going to start pretty quick. And the way our cars ran at Phoenix, everything is fairly similar with the cars. But like I said, here today, it was a major struggle, where Phoenix was pretty easy for us. So a disappointing start to our weekend for sure, but it doesn't hamper what we expect, for tomorrow night. I'm hoping we get it all figured out and we're competitive and upfront like we should be here.
All right. I believe we had an additional question in the back. Okay.
Denny Sean Robertson, CBS 6 in Richmond. I think all of your wins here have been in the fall race and not the spring. So if that's the case, just explain the biggest difference racing here in the spring and racing in the fall.
You could say that about a lot of racetracks for me. You know, every time it's, you know, they give track facts or something like that, it's, you know, I'm terrible in the spring, I'm great in the fall. It's just not sure why it works out that way. I think that, you know, having a race under my belt and then going back just a few months later always seems to be a little bit better for myself as a learning process. But, you know, really there was not enough rule changes, I don't think, to make us, you know, struggle as much as we have today. I think that typically I've always been a driver that's gotten stronger as the year's gone on. That hasn't changed for 13 or 14 years that I've been doing this, and the stats will back that up. But I'm trying to do everything I can to perform earlier in the year, because we knew last year that we didn't collect as many bonus points for the playoffs during the season is what we needed. So we're it's on the radar for us. It's not like we're not trying. We're just it's a tough go at it right now.
All right, we'll come up front to Jeff, and then we'll go back in the back for an additional question. Up front, please, right here. Thank you.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. Who do you think is better right now for the championship hunt, the 4 or the 18, or somebody else?
You know, I think it's so tough to say. I think it's individual to the racetrack right now. I think that those guys, they're really, really close. It'd be hard for me to pinpoint one favorite, but obviously the championship in the Cup Series now is just about winning one race, and that's Homestead. So I would favor the 18 in that case.
All right, I believe we had a question in the back.
Hey, Denny. Marty with the Daily Press. Just talk about what it was like to go back to that track for the first time in 20 years and get that response from the city and from the fans and to win a tough race.
Yeah, it was great. It was the first time I got cheers in Virginia in a really long time. So that was a welcome change. And it's cool. I mean, it's a lot of fun that you get that kind of support, and especially the Hampton area. That was a big deal for that town. And you know, we just want to make it bigger and better every year. I keep increasing the purse at that race to give back to those guys, and you know, they work so hard. They're probably at a track right now racing on their normal weekly racing series, and so for them to have to prepare a car for a Thursday night to accommodate our schedules is great. And then the turnout, I mean, those are the people that are helping give back to, you know, several different kids' foundations. And so we've you know, this year with the whole Safe Kids Worldwide initiative we're doing with the leading laps and paying $111 for every lap we lead in the Cup Series, I mean, I think we're already up to like $25,000 that the Denny Hamlin Foundation is given this year so far, and we haven't even reached our peak yet. So we need some funds in the foundation to pay the Safe Kids Worldwide, and last night will help.
All right, additional questions? Okay, if we can get a microphone back to him. Mike.
Mark Davis, NBC 12. Denny, this is the first time you guys get to use the new garages out here. Just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, obviously space has been the main positive feedback from a lot of people, wondering if it's the same for you and if there's anything else you notice.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a proponent of, you know, racetracks investing profits back into their facilities, and not just for the fan experience, but for the team's experience. I mean, these guys are working hard, and it's not necessarily good to have them working in a, you know, a 20 by 20 space trying to work on a race car to put on, you know, a great show for these fans. That, you know, they deserve better, and Richmond has definitely stepped up and gotten much better facilities here for the teams. And not only that, it's going to be great for the people that come in here and are able to see the cars and the garages firsthand. Anytime you go to an F1 race, I mean, I think the garages is some of the coolest things that you can see is right there in those pods that they build at these racetracks. And I wish we could have a standard like that at every NASCAR track that, hey, your facilities have got to be up to a certain level when NASCAR comes to town. So it's slowly but surely getting there. ISM Raceways, you know, doing major upgrades as well. And it's good to see these tracks, you know, putting the money back in the facilities, because that's ultimately what brings the people. Fans don't like sitting in 90-degree aluminum bleachers anymore. It's a different world than what we used to, than what it used to be. They want to be at Lexus Stadium with concierge coming, bringing them a beer every 2 minutes. That's just, people are high maintenance now, and you got to keep up with that.
All right, I believe we had one final question from Jerry. Go ahead.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net, PRN back in the corner. Last night you had you and Kyle pretty much dominated the race, but there's been some talk, and I started some of this on social media. I'm curious, are any of those guys worthy of being at this level or in the top three series of NASCAR? Could they compete up here with you guys on a weekly basis?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. it's tough. I mean, you can't just jump to this level and be competitive. The short answer is no, but are they capable? Yes. I think that it just takes time to work your way up through the series, and I think that's why that's a good thing that we do have in NASCAR is the feeder series, whether it be the K&N, the trucks, or Xfinity. You got to go through that process. You can't just jump in the cup cars and be competitive with some of the greats that are out there. So it's tough to go out there in someone's home track or their home cars and beat them. That's not as easy as you think. I mean, that's why me and Kyle went out there and tested. We didn't want to be embarrassed when we went out there. So it's important to us to run well. But, yeah, the process is there for a lot of those guys to be great. They're looking at the driver intros last night, I was like, wow, there's a lot of young drivers competing in this race. And I'm pretty certain there's probably going to be two or three that you're going to see in NASCAR top three series at some point. So that process is there for a reason, and they're going to work their way up, and they'll be the future of this sport. Yeah, I mean, I always thought that, like, you know, some of the greats of short tracks back in the day, you know, if they ever just had an opportunity to be at this level, they could probably make it. And that's probably the case. I mean, there's probably so many great drivers that we don't know about and we'll never hear about because the process to make it here is so difficult. And you just can't rely on natural talent to take you to the top anymore. It takes funds. And, you know, with the sponsorship model changing so differently, those funds are even harder to come by. So the chances of making it are slim, but it can happen. I mean, we're seeing guys, Eric Jones, those guys coming up through the ranks and winning and making it to the top level. So it still can be done. And there's a group still in the truck series and Xfinity series. There's, you know, three or four guys I can point out that they're going to be here eventually because they're going to perform at a high level. Even if they don't have the best equipment, people can see that they have the talent to do it.
All right, we're going to take our final question from Hank. If I can get a microphone. Thank you.
Hank Kurz, AP. Denny, you said earlier that it's been a long time since you've been cheered or felt heard mm-hmm. cheers in Virginia. Do you feel like Virginia's favorite driver at this point?
I don't know. It's tough to say. I think fans live in the moment. That's what I could say. I mean, I was here, and I forget the year that Rusty wrecked Jeff Gordon off the turn two, but I remember sitting in my seat, and the crowd went crazy because they hated Jeff so bad. They loved to see him crash, and a few years later, Jeff's their favorite driver. It's just, fans are fickle, and you can't please them all the time, and I found that out pretty quick. It doesn't matter where you're from. If you wreck someone that they really like, they just don't like you.
All right, Denny. Thank you for your time. All best right, of thanks. Luck this weekend.